From Tobacco Republic in Loomis, California, this is Beyond the Humidor, a cigar podcast for the rest of us, with your host, Louis Starr, Greg Perry, and I am Scott Robinson. Today's guest, our social media director, Sarah Belt, and tobacconist, Craig Perry. Well, good Sunday morning to everyone, because that's when we've recorded the podcast. Welcome to another edition to Beyond the Humidor, as I have my three other cohorts with me this morning. Unfortunately, Lou was unable to make this podcast, feeling a little under the weather, and we wish him the best to get better soon and look forward to hearing him on more podcasts. How you doing there, Greg?
Doing well. You know, I had a fun week this week. You know, we had, as we talked about with you last week, we had two things come up in the lounge. We had Davidoff come in, and their product has started coming in on the shelves. And for our primary topic today, Rocky Patel was with us. So it was an amazing night.
Yeah, I stopped in for about an hour and saw Rocky and picked up a couple of boxes. I think it's from his new line.
It is, yeah. It is.
And I just totally blanked out here.
Well, we got a tobacconist for that. How you doing, Craig?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
Good.
And by the way, Craig, thank you for contributing to my alcoholism and day drinking. What are we drinking today?
Same thing we drank last week, baby. It's Diplomatico. It's good stuff.
Oh, yeah. I can dig it.
I agree.
How are you doing, Sarah?
Well, I was dragged out of bed very early because we have to record before the shop opens. And after going and listening to live music at Shady Lady last night, thank God for coffee.
Yeah, not enough of it, though.
No. There never is, though.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I went to a dinner party and we killed like four bottles of wine between four people. And I'm sober as a judge.
Oh, you did not mention that earlier.
No, you didn't.
No, I did not.
So there was breakfast this morning, by the way. Shout out to Granite Rock Grill in Rockland for an amazing breakfast for the four of us this morning. It was really good.
Most definitely good food.
Check it out when you're in town. And then come up here when the cigar shop opens at noon on a Sunday and check it out up here. So, as you guys know from our last podcast, Rocky himself was here. He and his rep Rob were here for a good 4 hours on Thursday night. It was very busy. It was standing room only in the lounge. It was standing room only in the humidor. Hell, it was standing room only outside, smoking outside the shop because there was a fog in here.
Well, you know, whenever Rocky's here, it's a full house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it always is.
Yeah.
It's a busy night, so we figured we'd give you a little bit of a recap on what went on. Couple of different things. You know, obviously he comes in, he brings in some really good deals, and one of the more interesting and cool things was his swag this year. You know, traditionally, there's a, depending on what you purchase, there's always the cigars that come with the purchase. There's always a cutter and a lighter. But new this year, which I think is one of the coolest things, is, and Craig, you might have to help me out on this, it's kind of a drinks carrier slash humidor bottle thingy.
I call it the Man of the Hour kit.
Okay, I like that.
It's a suitcase that has two scotch glasses, a place that holds your bottle of alcohol. It's got trays for your cigars, a slot to hold your cutter and lighter. You know, the type when you show up to the party and the Man of the Hour.
You are the party at that point.
That's right.
Now, does that thing hold humidity, Craig, or is it just put your cigars in it for the event you're going to?
I don't think it holds humidity, and if it does, it's probably not the best seal.
Yeah. Well, it is. They are beautiful. They come in a couple different colors.
That would be the night trip thing, not the store them in there for weeks.
Right. They're beautiful, different colors, and it's four different leathers. It was ostrich, crocodile. Come on, help me out. You were selling the darn things.
Ostrich, alligator, and stingray.
Ah. Yeah, so it was just three.
Just three? Oh, okay. Thought it was four, but it's three. They're beautiful. They're really cool. We'll get a picture of them and get it up on social media so you guys can take a look at what it is.
Yeah, he was giving those away if you purchased three boxes.
Yes. And they are available for purchase if you're interested in one on Rocky's website. But I would rather you come down here and buy three boxes and you know, spend some money with Craig this afternoon.
Yeah, I'm okay with that outcome as well.
Or whenever you're listening to the podcast, just turn the car around and just come on in.
Yeah, exactly. Craig will be waiting for you.
That's right.
Register waiting.
And I got the last box of Decade Cameroons.
Go screw yourself.
We're staring at it right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I'm looking at it lovingly from across the shop.
Good night.
So the thing is, you know, this Decade Cameroon, it came out and it's been out for probably about 5 or 6 years, maybe 7 years. It's a phenomenal cigar. It's a Cameroon wrapper, binder, and filler, and it's just a great stick that he put out. Unfortunately, as with happens with lines that Scott and I and Sarah and others usually like, they run out of tobacco and they have to discontinue the line. The good thing in this case, pardon me, is that Craig was able to find one that was stashed away in here. So this has got extra aging on top of it because the line was discontinued 3 years ago.
Why, yes. Yes. Yes, it does.
So
you make it sound like I was hiding it just for Scott. It was where it always was.
Yeah, but
well, even Ron couldn't find it.
Yeah, I know.
I was going to say, let's just take a moment to talk about that whole setup sometimes.
I asked Ron, and Ron was like, oh, no.
Remember, no names.
That's right.
But anyway, so continue with your story.
Yeah, so Kat was looking for it, could not find it, and I was sad and depressed until this morning.
You sad and depressed? Oh, come on. It's not like me ligas are gone, okay?
That was the most uninspiring story I've ever heard.
Yeah. That was worthy of a special with the
You didn't have to wrestle an alligator for it or anything, man, or beat up a bear or something. Come on now. You've got Krav Maga. Use those skills. Don't laugh. Say something funny. Respond! Respond!
Cage fight coming up, folks. We'll put that on YouTube.
Oh,
last time I talked about a cage fight, it freaked someone out.
Oh, no. Do tell. Please tell.
I knew I shouldn't.
Can't do that.
I'm just going to say this. I'm not going to win the fight, but I want to make sure you go to the hospital with me.
That's about as good as Bob, remember, when we were in Vegas?
Oh, uh-oh. Masha is mine.
Oh, yeah.
Alcohol is a hell of a drug.
Yes, it is.
I remember hearing that story.
So going back to Rocky, as we've rambled off into nothingness here on this one, you know, there's been a couple of new lines that have come out. He re-released the ALR,
Age Limited Reserve, the second edition.
Yeah. It's a phenomenal smoke. I took a couple of puffs off of Craig before the event started.
Oh, really?
Yesterday.
You took a couple puffs off of me, then, did you?
Off of Craig's cigar. Your cigar.
Goddamn, I must have been asleep. I did not consent to this.
So, anyway.
Phrasing.
Yeah, especially that.
I don't know what part of that is more disturbing.
All of it.
The statement itself or the fact that you're brothers. There are so many levels of disturbing here.
That's why there's a whole category of porn dedicated to that shit.
Oh, wow. Oh, Craig.
Okay, so anyway.
Moving on.
The ALR. It's a really good cigar. I don't know much about it. I yield to the tobacconist over there in the corner.
Okay, I'll tell you what I know. It's real short and simple. I smoked it. It's a really, really good cigar. It's a nice, sweet, floral cigar. Very smooth, nice medium body. It's an excellent smoke. What it's made out of, I'm sure somebody told me that day, but I can't remember.
Yeah, the other one that he released that was really good was the LB1.
Yes.
And I know he was talking about that at Denver. Yeah. And was talking about it there at Denver, but I finally got to smoke one here, and it's an amazing cigar too. We will be bringing that up on another show, both of them, when they come back in stock.
Indeed, we have to smoke them and talk about them.
They're really good. Sarah smoked her first one the other night too.
It was quite delicious.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I smoked it for the first time Friday when you came over to my place mm-hmm. that morning. Oh, yeah. Man.
With the really exciting news that you'll all get to find out later. So, you know, we've been running here a little bit, but obviously we're drinking the Diplomatico rum. Let's talk about what we're smoking. Sarah, you want to start that one off on it?
Would love to. Since we did just have the event with Rocky, I think we are all smoking a Rocky.
Yes, we are.
So I pulled out the 55, which was released for his 55th birthday. Smoking the Toro size. Nope, Robusto. Stuck to my usual size. I just think about it. It's a Nicaraguan wrapper and filler with a Costa Rican binder. Going quite nicely with the rum that Craig was so kind to share with us. Really good daytime smoke.
I love that one. That one, I don't know if you mentioned it or not, pardon me. That one was the 55th that was released for the Rocky's 55th birthday, which was last year.
Yeah, I literally just said that.
Oh, okay. Tells how much I'm paying
really
attention.
I'm really glad you're listening to our conversation.
I haven't even had anything to drink.
Alzheimer's is setting in.
It very well could. So what you smoking over there, Craig?
I'm smoking the Vintage 1990. It's a really good cigar. It's a nice medium. It's earthy. It's woody. And it's got this little bit of a sweet tang to it. I love this cigar.
Mm-hmm. Scott?
Well, I'm smoking the Old World Reserve in Corojo. Let me retrohale because I haven't retrohaled this yet. So let's see if I can do this. And
let
I know.
Me, let me
I,
turn your mic off for a second for the coughing.
Appreciate it.
Da, na, 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 na.
I love it. You know what? Sometimes when you retrohale, you get that harshness going through your nose. This one, smooth like butter. I like this a lot.
I'm slightly jealous because you can retrohale and I can't.
It's kind of scary. The first like couple of seconds as I'm blowing it out, and then when I try to force it through my nose, that's the scary part because it's just like, am I going to get the harshness coming out of my nose or, you know?
I'm sorry.
Continue. Uh-huh. I'm not going to say it. Go ahead.
So, shut up. I know what's coming. Shut up.
So I picked the Rocky. I'm with Craig. I'm doing the Rocky Vintage 1992 in a Churchill. It is a box press cigar. The Vintage line has been hailed as the best Rocky Patel cigar. Very enticing smoke with flavors consisting of coffee and cedar, as well as long earthy finish. The Churchill in particular exudes flavor, complexity, and richness. The 10-year-old Ecuadorian Sumatran wrapper and the 7-year-old binder make this a medium full-bodied smoke, and if you're looking for depth and flavor, this is where you'll find it. Now, that being said, it is a Honduran cigar. It's in a medium category. I would tend to agree. It's not really a full-bodied cigar. It's an Ecuadorian wrapper. It is a Colorado Ecuadorian. Binder is Honduran. Filler is Dominican and Nicaraguan. Obviously, it's a 7x48. That's a Churchill. Comes packed in cellophane.
Just hopping back real quick to this Old Reserve. Oh, man. I mean, this is good. It's Honduran Corojo wrapper with Nicaraguan filler and binder tobacco. And, you know, the taste, if you will, I'm getting from it, you know, a little woodsy. But when I retrohale, when I said butter, it was like butter. I mean, I'm not saying taste of butter. It's just a smoothness to it.
It is. It is. And it's one of the ones that it's actually a resurrection line, because if you remember, you might not. I don't know if they were still here in the shop when you started coming here. But the Old World Reserve was out for the longest time, and Rocky ran out of tobacco again. And so he discontinued the Old World in both the Maduro and the Corojo. And that was a sad moment for Craig and I, because that was one of our favorite smokes.
Well, don't feel sad for him. I gave him one of the Old World Lanceros from back then.
Yeah, I know.
He's had one, so he can't.
Yeah.
He can't feel left out anymore.
That's true. But, you know, one of the things, Rocky, I know you're listening because we talked about it. Can you bring this line back in Lancero, please?
Yes.
I think we'd all appreciate that.
And if only for this shop, it would be fantastic, please. Thank you. But if more people want to make it for them, too. But just for us.
Just for us.
Just for us.
Yes. So that's the round of what we're smoking today. And you know, it was an amazing event. It always is when Rocky comes, whether it's Rocky, whether it's Nish, or whether it's Hamlet. It's always a fun night. We all have a good time. I mean, you know, if you follow our Instagram and our Facebook, you saw I got to pour Rocky the first drink that night, and we were drinking Brunlati Scotch. It was really good. It's an Islay, which if you're a Scotch drinker, you know Islays are traditionally very peaty. Well, the Brunlati distillery does one version that is not peaty. It's very, very nice. Instead of being a rich amber color, this one's more of a light gold color. It's just an amazing Scotch. And, you know.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. Yeah, you gave me a sample of that. Had a maybe half a finger because I had to go off to training. So I spent about an hour at the event enjoying a cigar, buying my three boxes for my, what did you call it, Craig?
The man of the hour case.
Yes. Yeah, here's me before the event. Oh, I think I'll just buy a box. Yeah, I'm going to buy freaking three.
It doesn't work that way, man.
I was going to say, I think Greg and I walked in as you were rounding out your purchases for the evening.
Yeah.
I remember that moment vividly. I was like, oh my God, get it done quicker. There's such a line building.
And there's never a line in this place normally, except on two occasions, Christmas time and the Rocky event.
Yep.
And it was just, it's incredible the amount of people that come out. And, you know, we talked to Rocky and to Rob about things that were going on and upcoming events and everything. And, you know, of course, the next event for Rocky is Cigars with Us, and then hops on a plane and flies to Big Smoke because that started on Friday. And I think that's one that we'll give you a recap of next year. I think we're going to think about going back to that. At least a couple of us are.
Yeah.
You know, just for a recap and run on that one. I hope you're going to join us, Sarah.
I will have to see what I can do because I don't have a choice but to go to Denver.
That's right.
I was going to say, I was talking to Larry about it on Thursday at the event. And,
yeah, weren't we all voluntold we're going to Denver?
Yeah.
Well, and see, what's fun, Craig, is that I have been voluntold by almost every other person in the cartel, so I just don't have a choice.
And lots of people at the shop, too.
And I'm super heartbroken that I don't have a choice. Obviously.
Yeah, you sound like it.
Yeah,
it's horrible. I don't know how you deal with it. Yeah.
So, you know, one of the other things that we wanted to touch on today's recording is what attracts you to a cigar? What is it? What is it? What is those? So let's take these questions in turn. You know, it's an interesting dynamic, and this is purely opinionated, so you can take all our opinions for what they're worth. But let's start with you, Craig. What makes you want to try a new cigar? What is it that creates the interest?
Well, a lot of the times, you know, because I'm a sucker for colors, right? A nice, like that right color blue on a band always makes me go, oh, that looks awesome. I like that. And then, you know, that's just immediately strikes my head.
Oh, who's a pretty girl?
Okay, but no, but seriously, so Lennox and Old World Reserve is that same dark blue?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's why I tried both of them. So I get that, Craig. Yeah.
And the other thing is, I like a cigar that has a good story behind it, right? It's just like, it could be like, oh, this cigar is like $40. It's like, oh, man, that's expensive. And then it's like, oh, that's a great story. Like any cigar that was made by Maria Sierra and all those stories that are associated with, man, I just made me like, I got to have this cigar and a box just because I need the box of cigars because to say that I have them. So I always like a good story. What about you guys?
You know, I think that was true. You bring up Maria Sierra. I think that was entirely true with Goldie because that was her primary responsibility for her time at El Titan Lebrons is to roll the Goldie, roll 25,000 of them a year.
2,500.
2,500? Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, wow.
2,500 a year. And that was her primary responsibility. And if you haven't gotten the chance to smoke a Goldie, and you can find one that was of the Maria Sierra era, highly recommend you do it.
It'll have her signature on the box.
Mm-hmm. Do you have one of those boxes in your signature collection?
I have it somewhere.
Oh, good.
I do.
Craig, if you
don't remember where I put it, but it's somewhere.
Yeah. Craig, if you don't know, collects boxes, cigar boxes with with the rollers or the owner's signatures on them. And he's got quite an extensive collection going on now.
Five.
Ooh.
Well, it would have been six, but you were kind to me.
Yeah, well, I don't like the Boston Red Sox as much as you do.
Thank you.
Fair.
So, how about you guys, Scott and Sarah? What attracts you to a new cigar?
You know what? For me, I don't know if it's so much as an attraction. It's like, because Craig knows, I'll pop in, and if I don't go to my go-to, like an Illusion 88 or a Rocky 20th,
or I'll Grand go, Habano,
yes,
all the other things you normally smoke.
Sometimes I just come in, it's like, Craig, show me something interesting. And I'm just more of an explorer, if you will. It's not the band that does it for me or anything like that. Or, you know, if a new line comes out, I want to try that out. Or, you know, try things that I haven't smoked before. I don't want to get caught up in a rut where you're just smoking, like, you know, your go-to cigar all the time. I mean, yeah, I'm a creature of habit. However, there's times I want to go off the reservation a little bit and try something new and add something to my repertoire and give another box a good home.
Yeah. Not like, you know, you if you keep this up, you're going to run out of room in your cabinet.
I've already pretty much ran out of room.
We can help fix that problem for you, Scott.
We'll help that while you're on vacation. Mm-hmm. How about you?
So much like what Scott's saying, we've been really lucky with having people who have worked here at the shop, including Craig. I have a pretty solid palate. Most of the people who have worked here in the past understand what I look for in a cigar, as varied as that can be.
I'm not going to say it.
Thank you. I appreciate you. We got all the shenanigans out pre-recording.
Did we?
No.
I've got so many, and I have to keep my mouth shut.
I'm very proud of you, way. Craig.
Attaboy.
Here, have some more rum.
Otherwise, they'll can the show, and we'll have to record it again.
So as I was saying...
It's shoot, here we come.
Greg, what do you look for in a cigar? What makes you want to try something new?
Pure exploration, realistically, because, you know, you've got going on 8,000+ different lines, sizes, everything like that, that you know, you really... Yes, size matters. Let's just get that chuckle out the way, okay?
It takes longer to get to the UK in a rowboat, just saying.
Yes, it does.
Tell us more, Jean-Luc.
So, you know, it's just wanting to try different things because like Sarah and like Scott, and to an extent like Craig, you get in a rut. You get into let's say a half a dozen of cigars that you smoke on a regular basis into your rotation. And... if you don't explore outside of your regular rotation, you won't find anything new. That's the benefit of the humidor here at Tobacco Republic is you've got like 60 to 80 different choices of various lines and then different sizes and different shapes that you really have an option to exchange to challenge the palate. And that being said, even in one line, you know, for example, the Rocky 20th. It comes in like six different sizes from Lancero to Robusto to Toro to Churchill. Even in those different sizes, you have different flavor profiles and different experiences that you can try. So to me, it's just wanting to try different things. I don't necessarily have a category, although I will tell you, the more hype something gets, the more I kind of want to try it if it comes in here or go find it elsewhere, the High Clare being one from previous shows, you know, because we really went looking for that.
Are you sure it's not because it's not named after High Clare Castle, you Anglophile? I think that might have something to do with it.
Yeah, maybe. So, Craig, you mentioned stories behind the cigars, and I know that comes in a wide and varied experience because every cigar has got a story. Mm-hmm. Some of them are more entertaining than others. Some of them are like, that's it.
Where's the meat?
Yeah. There needs to be a sandwich here.
I'm not going to say it, Sarah. Don't shake your head.
Scott's the one who's snickering over there. Because
he's thinking the same thing I am.
So I've said nothing. I've heard nothing. I know nothing.
So what's the craziest story you've heard thus far? Can you think of one?
Oh, God. The craziest story I've heard so far?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'd have to think about that. While I think about that, let me segue into something else.
Okay.
So back to what attracts me to a cigar, so I can think for a second here. It's not, I'm not stalling. I promise it's not happening. So when
I don't believe you.
Swing and a miss.
When I picked my first cigar when we came here, that was back when Rich was working here. And I remember looking at the Edge Double Corona going, that looks like that's a tasty looking cigar. I don't know what it was. Just looked good to me for some reason.
Mm.
It was fantastic smoke. That was that one night. It was you, me, and Rich sitting here at the end of the night, and you're like, I'm going to pour myself a glass of wine. And then I pick that out, and Rich is like, you might not want to smoke that, or you might want to not want to drive home if you're going to smoke that, because he wasn't sure if I was going to react well to a Maduro. So Greg's like, ah, damn it. He hands me the glass of wine and says, okay, I'll drive. It's like, oh, thank you. So I had a great night of nice wine and a fantastic cigar.
Well, and remember that Double Corona in Maduro, you had those laying in your humidor for a year after you bought them.
Three years? Yeah.
Oh, they were amazing.
They were amazing. And those, they didn't last much longer after that.
No, you and I talked in a previous episode, 10, I believe it was, about aging cigars. Those were the epitome of ages the way you want them to. They just got better.
Oh, yeah. They got so smooth and delicious.
Mm-hmm.
It's giving me a chubby just thinking about it.
Why? Okay, Jeremy Clarkson. You want to talk about the Alfa Brera too?
I don't even know what that is.
The Alfa Romeo Brera? You didn't see that episode. Never mind.
No, anyway. I like when they make crazy things and then they break. Like the caravanning episode. That was a great episode.
The convertible people mover is one of my favorites.
That one was a good one, too. In case you guys don't know, we're talking about Top Gear now. We're totally random segue into a different conversation here. Don't be chuckling over there, Robinson. You watch Top Gear, too. You know you do.
I haven't seen that for the longest bloody time.
Uh-huh.
We can fix that.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, another thing that I need to binge watch.
Good luck finding it.
Yeah.
I'll have to give you my password.
There you go. Mm. What's it on now?
It's not on anything anymore. You either have to pay for it on Amazon Prime for the Top Gear series, or Motor Trend now has it for $5 a month on the Motor Trend app.
Oh, yeah.
And that's where I bought it.
Yeah, I need another video subscription between Prime, freaking Netflix. Well, not really. I just use someone else's password. But anyway.
Don't say that on national television or national radio.
What medium are we on, Greg?
That was a joke. I was just funning.
Good joke there. Good joke, Scott.
He's got jokes.
So, cigar story, have you thought of one?
I was hoping you would have forgotten because I'm still drawing a blank.
Have some more rum, Craig.
He's got to work today. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I'm not drinking much more than this. Come on.
Not for that much longer.
You know, one of the craziest stories I think back on... I don't remember. I don't think you guys were here. Camacho did a really big presentation in here one day. They brought in their brand ambassador and the rep was here. They showed us this video presentation of them being at Big Smoke. This is probably about 5-6 years ago. And I think the craziest thing that would go on with that, I mean, not that it's a story that would entice me to buy the brand, but as a crazy story, you know, when the brand ambassador is talking about it, he goes and... He mentions before this part of the video rolls, we had 8 different people get branded for life. They got the Camacho Scorpion tattooed somewhere on their body. And I'm just like, that's pretty seriously of a like on that brand, you know? And I'm like, I can't think of a brand I like that much that I want the brand tattooed.
There is none.
But
now, you don't put bumper stickers on a Ferrari, sir. I would never do that.
Oh, good Lord.
I'm kind of more like a Ford Pinto than a Ferrari, okay?
Now, I would talk to somebody like Pete Johnson to design a tattoo for me.
I could go with that too, yes.
That would probably be more my lane, because he is so talented artistically, musically. Like,
who's this?
Pete Johnson, the owner of Tatawahe.
Ah, okay.
He's a great human, but he's somebody who has an eye for that, which is very different than getting Tatawahe tattooed. That's a little redundant, though.
But, you know, I mean, if that's something that you're passionate about, I could see that. You know, maybe those eight people were Camacho fans, and that's something they're passionate about. And I can see going that route. I just, not me. So now that we're into our cigars a long ways, thoughts on your cigars?
It's excellent.
Oh, I'm still loving this. Like I said, butter. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Same with you.
Thank you for talking me out of getting the sun grown, Craig.
I don't think I talked into anything.
Well, as I was taking the cellophane off of the sun grown, we were talking about the 55, and you were like,
"Oh yeah,
just here,
just hand it over, just hand it over. I'll fix it. We'll make this right."
Yes, mm-hmm. I'm very glad that we called that audible.
So, you know, we discussed the Rocky event. There is, if I remember correctly, Craig, on the calendar, there's another event with a pretty big name that's going to come into the shop.
Indeed, there is. It's the man of the hour that most people here know very well, just like Rocky. His name is Oscar Valladares.
I'm sorry, say that louder.
Oscar Valladares.
Thank you.
He was trying to be smooth.
I'm not succeeding, apparently. I always thought I was smooth just like dark chocolate.
It was It was fine. It just wasn't loud.
See, it's more like this, Craig. Chocolate dinosaur here. Gonna hip you to something new that's going on. We have the one, the only, the great Oscar Valladares coming to you live at Tobacco Republic.
You turned Spanish halfway through that. What the hell happened?
Well, that's what you Anglos do in the news. Remember, it's action news. It's action news with Sarah Smith, John Brady, Jose Julio de Los Angeles Concepcion with weather, and John John with sports.
I watch Mexican news just for the weather. Oh, my God. Who doesn't? Anybody who has working brain cells does that.
Again, you haven't lived till you've seen Sabado Gigante.
Oh, God. It was the best show ever.
So,
but I don't understand a word they're saying. That's not why I watch it.
So coming back to who's coming in December, Oscar Valladares with Oscar Valladares Tobacco Company will be here. Not only does he roll his own lines, a few being the 2012 and the My Way and
the Habano Oscar,
the Big Johnny,
the Alter Coup. Are you all right over there?
You okay, Robinson?
I'm okay. It's okay.
Oh, that wasn't Sarah. That was you.
It's okay.
That was me.
I'm not going to offer to give you the Heimlich, just saying.
I'm okay.
I'm going to call 911 and hope they get here fast enough.
Yeah, pretty much.
Keep breathing.
And, you know, he also, not only does he roll amazing cigars for his company, he's also the creative genius along with Island Jim that rolled the Island Jim and rolled the Leaf by Oscar. Blended them. So, you know, it's amazing cigars. And Leaf by Oscar, one of my favorites, is because he actually puts it out in Lancero as well as a Toro.
Mm-hmm. I love him in Lancero. Anything in Lancero is always a step above for me.
Yes, the Oscar
You
want to awesome.
Try that again, Craig?
I think everyone understood what I said. Most of us speak cigar.
That's true.
I think I liked it better when Chocolate Dinosaur said it.
Not Shane Black's a sexual Tyrannosaurus. If you haven't seen Predator, you should.
Can't say I've seen those movies.
Oh, come on. What is wrong with you? I'm taking your man card away.
So let me tell you a little story about Predator. I had watched it so many times. Backstory, I used to nanny for a couple of kids. And one of the son and I would watch all sorts of fun movies together. We'd watch Predator a couple of times when it was on TV, to the point where I would be in public and I would hear Predator everywhere I went. Everywhere I went.
Well, I remember someone had their, one of their notifications was the was this sound, and it was creepy as hell.
That was also me.
Just creepy.
That movie was awesome.
That's amazing. Get to the chopper! Go now! Now!
So having that as my notifications was fine until I started hearing it everywhere.
Has anyone noticed that Arnold Schwarzenegger is the only person everybody on the planet can impersonate, and we all know who it is? Seriously. It doesn't matter how bad the impersonation is. Right? You know it's Arnold Schwarzenegger just by the accent they're trying to imitate. And he does have some of the most quotable lines ever in movies.
Usually.
Okay, let's go around. Do your best Arnold Schwarzenegger impersonation.
Well, the three of you
hard
can have fun with that
hard pass.
Yeah, me too.
I just did mine, sir. You're up.
I don't know. What?
So close.
That was it?
Just babble indiscriminately. I don't know.
You don't even want to do the one from, what was that movie, where he goes, put that cookie down!
That was Kindergarten Cop.
Yeah! There you go.
That was a great movie.
Oh my God.
I love it.
So I think, getting us back to cigars for a minute, I think Oscar Valladares, it's the 20th of December, Craig?
Yes, it is.
Good. So the 20th of December, right before Christmas, come in, get those last minute gifts for that someone special, and the one, the cigar smoker in your life, will be here all the time. We all live here at Christmas time.
What time is he coming on the 20th?
I don't know yet.
Oh, okay.
I'm not 100% sure yet.
Yeah, we need to find that out because...
We do need to find out.
Contingent on what time he's here, I may or may not be here.
I think he's going to be here most of the day, so you should be fine.
Sweet. Yeah, because that's...
I don't care what Christmas party you have. That's a recording night, so you better work it out.
You don't need to go to a suburban Christmas party.
No.
5 days before Christmas, y'all?
It could be, but here's the problem. That's day two of black belt testing.
Oh
damn.
Yeah, I think it is because the 21st is a Saturday, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yep.
You get a pass.
We'll give you a pass this time.
Okay.
Speaking of, Craig, I think we should get a hold of Barry.
Indeed, we need to get a hold of Barry.
Barry, if you're listening, which you better be, because we talked about it with you enough, Friday night, when you're here, talk to us after we're all done with the event.
Or Oscar, if he's down.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Yeah.
We'll get them both sitting on here.
Absolutely.
So, does anybody have anything else before we wrap it up?
What more can be said?
I don't know. We could talk more about Predator. I love that movie.
Another podcast we shall.
Oh. Another podcast. We'll set that up.
Mm-hmm.
So, everyone, thank you for listening. I want to thank Sarah and Craig for joining Scott and I today. Look forward to talking to you again. I think we have one more recording before Thanksgiving.
That would be next week, and I won't be at that one
either. No, you won't be there because you're on vacation again. So
no,
we'll look
I'm actually, no, no. That is... Black Belt Boot Camp, so no.
Thanksgiving is in 2 weeks.
Oh, it is in 2 weeks. That's right. It's all screwed up.
Yeah. So
well,
this Friday.
The next 2 weeks, he's not going to be here, and then we'll look forward to his report on his vacation in Mexico. Remember, don't buy Cohibas on the beach with glass tops.
Was I born yesterday?
Well, one never knows.
So, Scott, when are we going to play Call of Duty, man? Jesus.
Get over to my house. You can see it in 80 inches of splendor.
It'll be amazing.
Oh, it is. Believe me, I stood in front of the TV when it first came out and downloaded it on Xbox, and I'm like, this is incredible.
All right, everybody. Before they start reminiscing about games and everything else, we're going to sign off. Look forward to talking with you next week, and have a great night.